This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It is a convention like no other. No crowds, no fanfare, no noisemakers. A virtual Democratic convention. And it opened up Monday after the coronavirus pandemic forced the party to overhaul the convention, largely eliminating the in-person gathering plan for Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and turning it into four nights of two-hour primetime packages of virtual speeches and events. As a result, organizers face the challenge in trying to build enthusiasm among supporters and the presumptive presidential nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden. Former First Lady Michelle Obama was one of the first night headliners.
You simply cannot fake your way through this job. As I've said before, being president doesn't change who you are. It reveals who you are.
President Donald Trump spent his time in the Midwest battleground states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. Sagar Magani reports from Associated Press.
First in Minnesota.
Joe Biden is the puppet of left-wing extremists.
And then Wisconsin, which was to host the convention.
Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism.
The president aggressively counter-programming Biden's big virtual show, even knocking that part of it, calling the convention's taped speeches a snooze. The locations were telling. The president visiting Midwestern battlegrounds as polls show him trailing Biden fewer than 3 months before the election. That kicked off his busiest week of campaign travel since before the pandemic. He'll be in Arizona today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president will be formally nominated for his second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. For more on the political conventions, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump told reporters yesterday that he has encouraged officials to speed up the mail, not slow it down. He made the remarks outside of the White House before leaving for campaign appearances in the Midwestern states of Minnesota and Wisconsin.
So we have to be very careful with this universal mail-in ballot. Absentee ballots are great. They've worked for a long time, and I totally endorse absentee ballots. Thank you very much.
It's prudent to point out that absentee ballots are in fact sent through the mail, just as are the mail-in ballots. The president said last week he opposes $28 billion in new funding for the postal agency, part of it to pay for the collection and processing of an expected onslaught of millions of mailed-in ballots from voters too afraid to go to the polling places during the coronavirus pandemic. An alliance of militant groups waging attacks in Pakistan has said several breakaway and new factions have rejoined its ranks in an effort to consolidate their violent campaign, a move critics warn could threaten the country's counterterrorism gains. The Pakistani Taliban announced on Monday that its leadership has been working to bring all militant groups into their fold to wage their campaign from a united front instead of fighting individually to dislodge what it condemned as an un-Islamic system in the country. Pakistani military officials have long maintained militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban have established bases in border areas of Afghanistan after fleeing years of sustained security operations in Pakistan. Coronavirus cases in Asia-Pacific countries are now being driven by people under the age of 50 who may not know that they are infected. That, according to the World Health Organization today, warning of a new phase in the pandemic. The WHO's Western Pacific Regional Director, Takeshi Kasai, told a virtual briefing that many have mild or no COVID-19 symptoms and risk infecting the elderly and other vulnerable populations. WHO data on the current phase of the contagion showed around two-thirds of the Japan's infections were among those aged under 40. Nearly 773,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, with more than 170,000 of the deaths in the United States and more than 108,000 in Brazil. Mexico comes in third with about half of Brazil's figures. Israel's Aviation Link said on Tuesday it would start selling vacation packages to hotels in the United Arab Emirates, the latest deal in the wake of the country's agreeing to normalize relations. The agreement is the first in the tourism industry after Israel and the UAE announced on Thursday they would normalize diplomatic ties. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.